Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. We are in the studio today with Joyce Bodo. She is Government Affairs and Demand Response Administrator for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. We are going to talk with Joyce today a little bit about solar, because that is kind of the big new thing in energy efficiency and sustainability. And Rappahannock Electric Cooperative has put a lot of energy, literally, behind going solar in a lot of their member neighborhoods.
Yes.
So let me start with the cooperative SunShare. If I understand it correctly, if I live in a neighborhood that has a lot of trees, or maybe I'm in a townhouse or an apartment building or something along those lines, and can't physically myself put solar panels on my home, I still have the ability to give back in a way and buy shares or buy solar stuff and be able to convert my energy that way. Is that it? Am I understanding it right? How does it work?
Yeah, so you would sign up for what's called SunShare. It's REC-owned community solar program. So we have two big solar farms right here in Virginia. And if you enroll in SunShare, then part of your electric bill will have a line item that says your power is being powered by the sun, basically. We are really promoting this program because we think it's really important, and our members have been asking for it a long time, and it's really gaining popularity.
It's a great way for me if I can't give back. You know, I'm looking at my carbon footprint, and
yes,
I want to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can, and I'm recycling at home, and I'm taking all the tips and you know, trying to be as conservative as I can with my energy, but I don't have the physical availability of doing solar panels. This lets me do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really for all of our residential members who want to sign up for it, are eligible. There's a couple caveats. If you already have solar panels on your roof, then you can't sign up for SunShare, for instance.
Obviously.
But this type of program, I think, appeals to a wide variety of members.
Now, is Rappahannock actually putting in these solar fields and these solar panels somewhere, or do you guys get them from other people who have already done that?
We get them from someone else who's already installed it on our behalf.
And that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. So working along with other cooperatives, actually, those two solar farms are owned by many other cooperatives here in Virginia.
So it's a cooperative.
It is.
Solar farm.
We love working with other cooperatives.
On the flip side of that, though, if I have, say, a farmhouse on 5 acres with no trees around my house, and I want to go solar and actually do solar panels, can you help me with that? How does that work?
Yes. So we have a lot of resources in-house. We have experts on staff. We also have a lot of information on our website. There are some forms to fill out, but we ask our members who are even considering putting solar on their roof that they give us a call first. There's a lot of details that need to be worked out, basically, about how big should your solar panels be and what kind of impact on your electric bill should you expect. And we can help you with that.
If I have, say, I buy a house that already has solar panels on it, can I call you and say, hey, are these okay? Are they working? I mean, where is the line between what you as Rappahannock Electric can help me with versus what I may need to hire a contractor or somebody for?
I would think a solar installer or a contractor or a solar company would be the one who could help you maintain those panels and kind of help with the technical questions. We can help you with making sure that it's showing up on your electric bill correctly.
That it's going to all fit into your system so I can actually get the benefit of it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you were telling me earlier, that this is a very popular mode of energy usage now, is going solar.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're almost at 1,000 members that have solar panels or maybe a wind turbine on their account. And every year, the number of people that sign up for this is just growing. And part of that is because the cost of solar panels is just a lot cheaper now than it used to be.
Well, it's like everything. I mean, you know, when anything comes out, the first go around, the flat screen TVs were $4,000, and now you can pick one up for less than $400.
Right, exactly.
But you have an interesting thing at or near the office in Fredericksburg, too, that kind of gives me a visual and lets me see how the sun really does affect the output of solar.
Yeah, so at our Fredericksburg office, which is our headquarters, we have a 10 kW or kilowatt solar system there, and you can log on to our website and actually see real-time output. We host school groups and other educational groups who just want to learn, how does this really work? And there's a cool kiosk, and with a little QR reader, you can put your phone up to it and really see it firsthand, because it's a little bit tricky. The solar panels at the Fredericksburg office, they don't track the sun, and that's going to be a typical member. You're going to put it on your roof, and it's not going to track the sun. Some of these more advanced, more expensive options actually move with the sun to be very efficient.
Now, that sounds kind of cool. See, yeah. I'd want that, and then my husband would roll his eyes and say, we are not getting that. But it is great, because that's part of your overall education model, is making sure that people who are interested in this in any way, shape, or form can get the information they need. I love the idea that you have school groups that come in so you can show the kids, hey, this is how it works, and this is, you know, why it's easy and important.
Right, because those school groups, the children going to school now, maybe they're going to be future solar owners later down the road, and going to be those REC members who remember that.
So if somebody has questions or wants to get more information about the solar programs, the solar panels, the Cooperative SunShare, is there information on REC's website?
Yes, there's lots and lots of information on our website. So our website is myrec.coop, and you can go there and you can learn about Community SunShare. You can learn about if you want to install solar on your roof, if you want to talk to an engineer about putting solar on your roof, we can really help you with that and the paperwork that goes along with that. And to sign up for those programs, you can call us or just sign up online.
Awesome. Well, Joyce, thanks for coming to hang out with me.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.